Well, police have come under heavy criticism following an inquest looking into the deaths of six young people at New South Wales music festivals. The state's deputy coroner found police were not stopping drugs from getting into music festivals. And she said that a heavy police presence, sniffer dogs and strip searches were leading festival goers into risky drug-taking behaviour. The coroner has made recommendations for a major overhaul of the state's drug policies and, amidst political resistance to that change, parents of the victims warn if the recommendations are not implemented, more drug-related deaths are inevitable. Julia Holman reports.
Six young Australians died after attending New South Wales music festivals between December 2017 and January 2019. Today, Harriet Graham, the New South Wales Deputy Coroner, released her findings and recommendations into what happened and how to prevent deaths into the future. She's urged the state government to begin a pill testing trial in time for the summer music festival season. She's called for a drug summit, where she says decriminalisation should be considered. And police came under intense criticism, with the coroner recommending major changes, including limiting the practice of strip searches and banning sniffer dogs from festivals. Julie Tam, whose 22-year-old son Joshua died last December after consuming MDMA, spoke outside the state coroner's court.
We would give anything to have our children back.
She says the government must listen to the coroner's recommendations.
They have put in mammoth efforts to bravely try to review what took place for our children and seek out ways in which, with new approaches, we can ensure going forward that there won't be six more loving families grieving the loss of their loved ones in the coming festival season.
In her findings, the deputy coroner found that a heavy police presence wasn't preventing drugs from getting into music festivals, but that it was leading festival goers to preload their drugs to try to evade detection. Mick Palmer is a former Australian Federal Police Commissioner. Now he's part of the campaign calling for reform to drug policies. He was at the coroner's court to hear her findings.
She was very critical about the heaviness of a visible police presence, how many police were at festivals, attending festivals, in a sort of almost a semi-conflict situation, if you like, as she saw it, and the use of sniffer dogs and strip searches as part of that overriding police strategy.
He's urging both the government and police to take on the recommendations.
It's a brave government and a brave agency, actually, that ignores coroner's findings. I mean, the whole aim here ought to be about reducing the harms, and anything that doesn't achieve those aims or contribute to those aims, we should change. The findings were that what we're doing at the moment in terms of strip searches and the use of sniffer dogs and heavy police presence isn't achieving those aims, isn't contributing to them, and we need to think again.
But in a statement, the New South Wales Police Commissioner, Mick Fuller, says he rejects the suggestion police were implicit in the deaths, a view that's echoed by Kevin Morton, the Vice President of the New South Wales Police Association.
Our police are performing their duties, taking into account their oath of office to uphold the law, and that's simply what we're doing at those festivals.
He says police would be happy to take part in a drug summit, but he's angry at the findings that police activities at music festivals endanger lives.
Any inference that police going about their normal day-to-day duties to protect the young and the vulnerable, that their mere presence has caused death at these festivals is offensive and simply wrong.
If the coroner's recommendations are to be implemented, it will require a major shift in the New South Wales government's policy. Matt Knopfs, the CEO of the Ted Knopfs Foundation, who was supporting the victims' families today, is pessimistic about the state sanctioning pill testing.
They'll be implemented by a future premier. I can't see the Berejiklian doing this because she feels that it might be a backflip.
Premier Gladys Berejiklian says while she'll consider the recommendations, she doesn't expect the government's position to change.
Look, I've made my position and the government's position on pill testing very clear.
Dr. Marianne Jauncey is the medical director of the Medically Supervised Injecting Centre in King's Cross. It's a facility that's run by the Uniting Church, and she says that the church is willing to offer its sites for a community-based pill testing trial, which is another of the coroner's recommendations.
A number of congregations have written to the church offering up their sites and services if that was what the government was wanting to do, to provide a safe place, perhaps a church, where a fixed site pill testing service might be made available.
She believes pill testing will save lives.
We've had way too many young people on the cusp of their adulthood and the rest of their lives dying when they don't need to die. You know, that shouldn't be a death sentence.
Jenny Ross King, whose 19-year-old daughter Alex died in January, warns that the stakes are high if the coroner's recommendations are ignored.
Someone else's child is not going to come home, and I don't want that for anybody. Anybody. Nobody should ever, ever, ever have to go through what we have gone through here and what we're going to spend the rest of our lives going through.
Jenny Ross King, her daughter Alex, died of a drug overdose earlier this year. Julia Holman, our reporter there.